Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Queen. Happy birthday to you.
It's fun. It's funny every time. It is funny. Ironically, that's exactly what I sound like when I sing, so it's very fitting.
You can tell he started higher than I think he wanted to, but then just went with it, which makes it even better.
Oh, I know that all too well. Oh, me too. That's every time I sing.
Remember when I sent you the clip of me singing the national anthem at that graduation last week, and the trumpeter is like, can we do it in, like, B-flat? And I'm like, I don't. He's like, what key do you usually do this in? I'm like, I've sung this once in my life. And then the second we started, I was like, this is going to go really high at the end. And I was singing in like a freaking opera voice by the end. I wanted to die.
I wouldn't know what that would mean.
Oh, okay. So like,
let's sing it in B flat or A
sharp,
minor.
People, like, my accompanists will often ask me that. What key do you usually do this in? And then I'll just be like, as long as the high note isn't higher than a G. And they're like, I'm like, we don't speak the same language here.
See, that sounds even more complicated. I'd be like, whatever the song is in.
When you're a singer, or when you're not a singer, well, I guess when you're a musician singer, you know what notes you shouldn't be singing. So that's where I'm like, I shouldn't be singing higher than a G. Or an F, even. Or an E is kind of even. That's all pushing it. Anyway, happy birthday!
Thank you.
41.
One. Yep.
41. How does it feel? I already feel 48, so.
So far, so good.
How's it going?
I got a good workout this morning, and I'm going to go to the pool with the kids later. It's
really
hopping.
You're going to the pool?
Like, ew.
That sounds awful.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go in it.
Oh, okay. That's fine then. Just sit there looking sexy.
Can get some sun on these pasty legs. One side of them anyway.
I mean, if there's anywhere you want to really test out that COVID vaccine, it's the public pools.
I know. Well, Paige is now fully vaxxed.
Right. So you guys
so am I. And yeah, I mean, we're keeping our distance. We're going a little bit later in the day when it's less crowded. Anyway, you know who also shares a birthday with me besides Donald Trump? Well, let's not speak of that. Funny enough, I just pulled up some celebrity gossip stuff just in case we need a little nifty-gifty to talk about. And it says, happy fourth birthday to Sir and Rumi, Beyonce's twins. I mean, is Beyonce just like
Those are their names?
I guess.
Sir.
I knew about Blue Ivy.
And Rumi?
Sir, S-I-R.
Okay.
And then Rumi is R-U-M-I.
Oh. Those are weird names, but, you know.
Oh, careful.
It's Jody's birthday. You can come after me. Jody didn't say anything bad, okay? Jody loves the names, in fact.
Has Beyonce just weaved her way into every single episode this week?
She can't even leave you alone on your fucking birthday.
Yeah, I know.
Go away, Beyonce. This is Jody's day, okay?
I am really into The Masked Singer, by the way.
Oh my god! Yay! What? So where are you? You texted me.
I had to pull up my text message to you last night.
Why do you always text me at like midnight when you know I go to sleep at like 7?
It's not midnight.
It was like 10. 10 is midnight to me. Double. Well, once you get in the double digits, I'm in REM cycle.
I started at 8:55 and I stopped texting you at, oh my god, at exactly 9:55. For an hour nonstop, I sent you just text after text, and you weren't responding, but I didn't care.
Well, I didn't even know I'm asleep, obviously.
I said, you don't have to answer me. This is all for me. And then I said, who is Tori Kelly, the seahorse?
I have no idea, but she's
still
good.
Don't know who that is.
Did you figure her out or something?
Spoiler, season 4. Whatever. It's like 2 years at this point. That's 2 seasons ago, right?
They're like knocking these things out. That might have been like 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, I called a lot of these in season 4.
Okay. I didn't call
what
any.
You think?
There's only one that I called and I knew, because it was the most obscure clue and none of the judges got it, but it was... Okay, let me just do it. I'll do a spoiler here. Season 1, Donny Osmond is in it. And I won't even tell you who he plays. You'll probably be able to tell. But, like, at one point they did one of these stupid things where they, like, had to bring out something from home as a clue for the judges. And they wheeled out this, like, wig on a head block. And he said, because of this wig, I ended up in jail. And I was like, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Like, I recognized the wig first. Very first musical I ever listened to in my life. It was, like, on a road trip with my grandma, my dad's mom. And she gave me a cassette tape of Joseph. And I listened to it. I mean, the obsession I had with that fucking show was outrageous.
Wow.
My parents were like, why did you let her listen to that?
Joseph, you know what they say.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
I saw that. I saw that too. I totally forgot that I saw it, but yeah, I did.
I can, on my deathbed, I'll be able to name all the colors of that dream coat. I won't do it. Once you got it, you got it. Hey, listen, it's time for you to open your fucking birthday present.
Oh, okay. No, I actually want to talk about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat some more.
Listen, I can talk about it. We could do a whole podcast on that if you want.
Okay. All right, here we go.
It's happening.
I totally did not see your little writing for the return address.
That wasn't me. That was the woman at the post office. She was actually kind of bitchy about it. I was like, well,
I said, that's not how I would picture
I was
your handwriting.
I was going to put a return. Oh, this is so boring. I was going to do it myself, but then I figured at the post office they would print something out. And then she's like, you didn't write a return address on it. And I was like, oh.
Why are they so cunty there?
Well, I mean, it seems like a pretty rough job.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. All right. You really went to town on the tape here.
I don't know. That's how my mom does it, too, whenever she sends me anything.
Well,
so
that's true. I can compare because I still have your mom's package.
Yeah, I know.
Right
I can
there.
See it. It's presented.
It's just so beautiful.
So go from the top to the bottom.
And it's wrapped.
Oh. I wrapped it, yeah.
This is so fancy.
See, sometimes I do stuff. Sometimes I make an effort.
There's a card.
Right.
Okay. Do I read the card aloud?
You can read it aloud.
Like,
I forget what I wrote.
To a birthday party?
I don't know. I think I cried as I wrote it.
Oh, there's a little kitty cat on the front, and it says, purr, 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 purr. So happy. Happy birthday to the beauty who got me through the worst year of my life.
Did I write it like?
Amanda.
Did I write L-O-Y?
L-O-Y-F-E.
I love it. All right, great.
XOXO, Amanda, and Latrice, and George, and Wally. Wally.
Yeah. Okay. You know it.
Look at you. You wrapped it in actual wrapping paper? I only do that during the holidays. Okay, Okay, wait. There's like a hard surface, and then there's a soft surface.
Just go from, like, smallest to biggest. I want you to end with the obvious piece of clothing. It's obviously a piece of clothing.
Oh! wait. There's a card that says gift.
Yes. As I wrote that, I was like, why did I write that? But I just wanted you to know that...
So I'm opening this?
Yes, that's a gift. But I wanted you to really know that it's a gift. There's something in there. Yes. This one might be problematic because this person... One of the... Just... Some of these people have been
canceled. It's like, it is your birthday. Oh! Oh my god. Okay, first thing I see is a Big Ed sticker.
Yeah, I just got her a bunch of 90 Day Fiancé, like, stickers, but most of them are Big Ed.
Hello, baby girl Lisa. And then we have Uncle Bo, I'm just a young chicken. Bitch-ass, slut-ass whore. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of those references, but I figured you'd know all of
them. Yeah, you wouldn't. Oh, another Big Ed. Oh,
no, there's several Big Eds. You're going to be Big Ed-ed out.
Oh, there's a Big Ed on every page. Oh, another one. May I?
Wasn't great timing for me to buy those.
Oh my god, this is hilarious. There's a
what are you gonna do with those?
Oh, look at it. There's a rose making a like that.
When he's it's the expression she makes when he says, "You're my best view," and she goes, "Eh."
This is a lot of Danielle with her sakes. She needs her sakes.
What are you gonna do with those? What are you gonna do with them?
I think I'm going to, like, make a collage.
Ooh, yay!
I have to. I'm going to make this is exciting. Okay.
Great. Next, there are three presents.
I need to turn over Big Ed's face, though. I can't have him looking at me.
I know.
Oh, this is so exciting. Okay, now there's, like, a cheetah.
I haven't even looked at that in person because I like that. That's how it got sent to me from Etsy, even looked at it yet. Yeah,
a little washi tape.
Yeah. So I don't even know what that really looks like in person because I didn't want to ruin the wrapping on that. You'll laugh.
Oh my gosh. Oh wait, hold on. I'm trying to open this. Okay, it's a... Is it a frame?
I don't know. I think you'd hang it or you...
Oh, it's like
just a decoration.
It says,
yeah.
I'm disengaging.
I'm disengaging.
Oh, I get it because her face mask was like the little diamond thing.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. I just thought it was pretty.
This?
Oh, Etsy. I bought all those so long ago because I knew that, because I'm always so, like, not on top of stuff that I just wanted to get it all over with, like, 2 months ago.
I need to do, like, a display shelf or something. So it's, what's her name? Meredith from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I'm disengaging. Okay, I'm going to have to take pictures of all these.
Yeah, no, definitely. Does it look good, though? It's pretty, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you see homemade. Oh, good, good. I'm glad.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love it. No, I need it. Okay.
Right, this last one, you're going to
no.
You're gonna
oh,
hate
no,
this
no.
last one.
Okay, I just pulled out a card.
I taped it to the wrapping.
Does it go with the next thing?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. It is a photo postcard that's kind of cut off in a weird shape too, like there's heads almost cut off, and it is looks like the TTM things that
yeah looks
team.
Like it.
Macy Taylor, three other women and a guy. Oh god. Thank you. With the support of customers like yourself, we are able to donate thousands of dollars every year to causes that matter.
Yeah, that took like 2 months to arrive, so I think that they were just surprised to even have somebody buy something from their shop, and then it got like
yeah.
Like,
oh hey, listen, there's a winner of a $25 gift card every Friday.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm
keep
sure.
chasing
I'm
things
sure.
that matter. What are these causes that matter? Is this like a Team Bentley? Like, Bentley's a cause.
Yeah, what's the thing that matters? Anyway.
Oh god, I'm like okay, hold on a second. It's my signature color. It's army green.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a shirt. You got a 2XL. Oh my god, I
that's always the size we get for each other so that it's big on us.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What does it say
hashtag,
on it?
Hashtag petty bitch. Things that matter. Oh my god. Oh, look at it. It's so
big on you.
Big.
It's so
I'm, like swimming in it. I'm so
do you like it?
I'm dying. I'm in shock. You actually bought something from their website.
That was
and
like...
by the way, guys, it's not actually hashtag petty bitch. It's hashtag petty B
asterisk.
What do you call that thing? Asterisk. TCH. You know, you don't want to be too crude, right?
This is
you're wearing
that matter.
In public.
We don't want to ruin the brand. This is
what
that.
What if I wear this out in public and people are like, oh, teen mom fan, huh?
Me I mean, too. I would be shocked. No one's ever acknowledged my Doughboys mask you gave me. I'm always ready to meet my soulmate, and no one's ever acknowledged it.
probably because they're embarrassed, as they should be.
Well, like, why would they be embarrassed?
Okay. This is actually legitimately very big.
It is real. That does look really big.
This is really big.
Hey, guys, watch, so if,
gonna,
look, watch, order from
I'm,
things.
I'm saying that. I'm going to put it on, and it's going to fit like a glove. It's going to fit like a glove.
But, guys, if you want to feel really skinny, order from Macy's brand, because you're going to.
No, this is, like, legitimately. Yeah, this
that's
looks
a big
like a
size.
3XLT. This is huge.
No, when I.
But I love it.
The two Doughboy shirt that I bought myself were both XLs, and they're, like, skin tight on me. One's a men's XL.
I bought.
No. The two that I bought. The one that you bought is my most comfortable shirt, and it's always first out of the laundry.
This is actually, like, it's, like, a nice, thin, like,
I'm glad!
Yeah! Oh, I'm totally wearing it.
That,
I wear this
I
tonight,
bought that the day after the reunion aired. And then there was, like, the hashtag Team Bentley, hashtag Team Taylor, and then that was the third one, and I'm like, this one's the best one.
I'm glad you didn't get those, because I already ordered those, but I'm still waiting. I am totally wearing this.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad. I've been so excited for you to open
it.
These.
Thank you. I'll take a picture of me. Again, it'll be like skin tight. You'll see the marks where like I was trying to stretch it out with my arms.
It?
Yeah. You'll see the two
We all know
marks.
This life. Yeah. Where you have two thumb things that kind of stick out of the shirt where you were really stretching it.
Like it was just on a hanger or something.
Yeah, it was on a It's just stressed.
You're, like, trying to pull it off one shoulder to make it look baggier.
That actually looks like it's going to hang off your shoulder. That's a huge fucking shirt. It's covering up your entire computer screen. Hey, thanks, Macy.
Oh, my God. I love it. Thank you.
Thank
Macy,
you for thinking of us curvy you. Girls. Yes. Thanks, Macy.
Wow. Well, that is just the best birthday ever. I'm wearing that tonight.
I'm glad. Did your kids do anything for you?
Charlie's actually still sleeping because he stayed up late last night. I just let him do it.
Definitely up later than
me. I know. It's crazy. Paige kind of forgot a little bit, but that's okay. But she's just said happy birthday. And Dave did not send me baklava this year.
Did he get you something, though?
Yeah, he sent nothing bundt cakes.
Oh, good!
They just delivered a nothing bundt cake with, like, balloons.
Oh, good. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I was thinking of that at the post office the other day when I was waiting to pick up my weed. And then after half an hour, I realized I was at the wrong post office. So that was fun. But I was thinking that. I was like, he better fucking do something for her. Because I know he's out of town.
We're referring to a baklava that 2 years ago he was actually traveling the same time of year.
Yeah.
He's in the Middle East right now. That's probably the stupidest thing for me to say on a public podcast, but whatever.
I was literally
coming back from Dubai.
Yeah, I was expecting him to come back with like a t-shirt from the airport that says Dubai on it.
Actually, he did
size extra small.
He brought back hats. There was like a pink hat that said Dubai. I was like, oh.
Is he back now?
No, I was saying last time.
Oh.
That was for the kids.
So he keeps upping it.
He came back from Dubai and it was... He had missed my birthday or something like that when he was there. And he brought back baklava from the airport. Like, there was a photo of an airplane window or something on the box. A baklava. I've never eaten baklava in my life.
I mean, baklava's good.
It's like the most random thing. I was like, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm sure this is, like, really fresh.
Well, it's no hashtag petty bitch.
No, it's not.
Petty asterisk.
No, it's just... You know what I said to him? I'm disengaging
from this situation. I want to. Next time we tune in, I want to just see Big Ed posted all over the wall behind you.
Oh. Yeah, he'll have to be behind me. Because I don't know if I could, like, look at his face all the time.
Yeah, when all those recordings came out with Big Ed, or that one recording, and he really started getting canceled, I was like, yeah, I bought those stickers, though.
Oh, right. But well, he's not profiting from it.
Yeah.
Someone else is profiting on him. That's allowed.
It was like some random place on Amazon, so whatever. All right. Well, anyway.
Hey, speaking of the devil, guess who's FaceTiming me?
Why don't you answer it? Answer it.
No.
It's your birthday. Go ahead. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, call him.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look at this. It's, okay, let me see.
It's Jody's birthday extravaganza. Is he calling us a happy birthday? Probably. He's not going to answer now.
No, he's... Hey, I'm...
Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks. I'm recording right now, so you're going to be... You're going to be on the radio.
You're live on air.
Well...
A podcast.
What?
A a previously recorded episode of the podcast?
Yes. Can I call you back when I'm done?
Live from Egypt, Mr. Reality TV.
Oh, God, here he goes. Now he's Mr. Personality. We're recording We Love to Hate Everything.
Well, you go do that. Just saying happy birthday. Love you.
Thanks. Love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, Dave. I love you, too.
Bye. See, he's trying to sound all nice.
He's like, oh, you're recording. Okay.
His voice went up a little bit. He, like, went up an octave. It sounded like me trying to sing.
He, like, smiled. All right. What do you want to talk about?
I'm like, okay, it's not about you, it's about me. Bye. What do I want to talk about? Well, you said you had a list of things that you had from last week that we never got to.
Let's see here. Okay.
Ooh, stop. What just
happened? I have a new
there?
Dog here named Archie. He's very, no, okay. He just wants to be up on my lap. Well, one of the things. Whoa. Remember last week when I wrote the OJ verdict? This week, the last thing I wrote is Little...
Yeah, let's get into that.
The last thing I wrote was Little Monsters. Why did I write that?
Oh, you know why?
Why?
Squiggly Monster. That's what you want to discuss. Squiggly Monster on The Masked Singer.
No, I think I was
Who
thinking...
Was spoiler alert, Bob Saget.
I was excited about that one.
Yeah, I was surprised. He's got a pretty good voice.
He's good. I think I was thinking of Howie Mandel for some reason. Anyway,
whoa,
that's
Little Monsters, Howie Mandel. Oh my god!
Remember that movie though? It's good. Fred Savage was in it.
I didn't see that. I think it's that 3-year age gap.
Oh,
that's
right.
Not my thing.
I think that might have been my first crush was Howie Mandel that.
Oh, have you heard about Sarah Jessica Parker's shop in New York?
No.
Do you ever... Okay, so you haven't been on that Dumois Instagram account lately.
Oh, no. There's way too... Right. They post stories every day with, like, 75 clicks.
Yes. And then you have to pause on each one.
Yes!
85% of the time, I have no idea who these people are.
Can you pause? I usually just go
back.
Yeah,
you just press and hold it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, when you go to it, you just hold the screen there with your finger on it, and it'll pause it so you can read it. Most of the time, I have no idea who these... youngsters are, but there are a bunch of people writing in saying how Sarah Jessica Parker is always at her shop and she's like begging people to come and shop there, that she's just there all hours, she'll hang out outside, there's photos of her
come
just
on,
smoking
girl.
Cigarettes or going next door.
I saw a picture posted on I think Facebook of her, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen how do I not know this?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Charlotte.
Right.
Sarah Jessica Parker still is a size zero, and Cynthia Nixon has let her hair go completely gray. I mean, she looks fucking beautiful. And so it's like a promo pick for the Sex and the City reboot, which I honestly don't know if I will watch. As somebody who went to the midnight showings of both movies, first time dressed up as Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, you didn't.
I did. There's a pic. If you Google me, you just put in my name, that's the first picture that's going to come up. It's a picture of me wearing, like, a...
You don't have to tell me twice.
I mean, look it up right now. I'm so skinny, too. Okay. And I definitely thought I looked fat. And I'm holding a computer, and I have a huge flower that I, like, pinned to my shirt. I look really cute. Do you see it?
Oh, that's... Yeah, I thought that was...
Someone skinnier than me.
No! I thought that was like a role for a play or something.
No, that was me at the midnight showing of Sex and the City.
You know,
with
why?
Joan Mohm. Joan went with me.
The way that you're holding the laptop, it looks like a little apron skirt almost, like at first glance. So it looks like you're like a little waitress or something.
I'm imitating her book cover on the show when she like makes a book.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. Why did we start talking about this? Anyway, as somebody who went to both midnight showings and, like, has never been more excited for any movie ever, I just don't know if I'm going to watch this because it doesn't have fucking Kim Cattrall in it.
Yeah, and that went down real bad.
I mean, it feels dirty to even, like watch it now. Because I'm like,
yeah. Because they did her so dirty.
But I don't
and
know
just
whose side
cruel
I'm on.
Cruel to her, supposedly, right?
I don't know. It was specifically Sarah Jessica Parker, but Samantha, Kim Cattrall was just very open a few years ago that, you know, we weren't really friends. I'm like, well, what? Like, what? But Sarah Jessica Parker comes off as so charming and likable in interviews, and Kim Cattrall comes off as less likable in interviews. She seems like kind of a bitch, so I don't know whose side I'm on, but I kind of want to be on Kim Cattrall's side because it's more drama that way.
Well, and didn't she make that weird song? Where, wasn't it?
Zaba Dubay! She's like, he likes to play the upright bass, and I like to scat along with him.
Scooby-Doo bop bop, yeah, yeah.
Well, the she-dog and the he-dog and the me-dog and the do-dog and the shop-shop-shop-a-da-ray!
Don't you feel like she and, oh my god, Sharon Stone, like, they're kind of the same...
energy?
Yeah, like the same. They're very interchangeable to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Kim Cattrall seems
difficult.
Sharon
Stone was married to the guy who got attacked by a Komodo dragon. Remember that?
What? What?
Yes.
That upright bass guy. Oh, Sharon Stone.
No, Sharon Stones. Yeah.
Sharon Stone. You just said Sharon Stones.
Well, I meant like Sharon Stone's husband.
Got it.
Yeah.
He was attacked by a kimono dragon.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember this.
No, but did you see in the news like a couple days ago that some guy said that he got swallowed by a whale and then spit back out? And people like do not believe him.
Oh, I swear to God, I just sent that. Did I send that to you?
Maybe.
Or I sent that to someone. And that is why I think animals are terrifying. Be it a goat, be it a whale, they're all capable of crazy things that you don't expect.
Do you believe that happened, though?
How would it?
Well, because whales open their mouth and just, like, take in a shit ton of fish.
Well, yeah. I mean, that happened to Pinocchio's dad.
Geppetto. Oh, I had that
right
on the tip of my head.
Was he in there for a while?
Yeah. I think they both were in there.
I mean, okay, so, like, if a whale is swimming and it's, like... and it sucks things up.
Yeah.
And it's really hungry. It will open its mouth again and you can get out, right? How
I mean,
are they
going to
prove
know.
Or disprove this? As an animal expert, as a
people
business
don't
owner
seem
who
to
specializes
believe
in animals.
Well, I don't specialize in whales, although I am taking care of some chickens this month.
I would actually say chickens are more... scary and dangerous than a whale.
Do you know when I... Oh my god, calm down.
Because there's a number of them, and they can focus, and they're fast, and they're on land. They can peck.
They're not really fast.
They can poke. They can jump. They can flap.
Yeah, but...
Oh, they're fast.
But, like, I can, I've like... seen them I can, run. Like, murder one with my bare hand if I needed to. Which I would never do, but, like, I'm much... I can harm the chicken more than
yeah,
I can harm me.
You can't do that because
anyway,
they're living.
Nice. Right.
You would
okay,
have to kick one away, and then that's scary.
When I went to meet the chickens, yeah. I literally said this to the woman we had just met, like, a second ago. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're so cute. And then I took a picture that I sent to you, and I legit said, I need to take a picture for Jody. I didn't even say my friend Jody. I was just like, for Jody. And then she didn't even acknowledge it. She was like, okay.
She's really so used to people getting all excited about her chickens. She's like, go ahead.
She's like, it's not really, I'm not really legally allowed to have them, so make sure you come early enough in the morning that,
what?
That you open the coop so that they don't make too much noise. I was like, oh, great.
Where does she have this thing?
It's like in the city. It's like on a cul-de-sac.
What?
Yeah, she just has like six chickens. It's cool.
In a small little yard or like
no,
on a
she
veranda?
Has like
this,
she, no, she has, a... she's like rich. And I get to keep the eggs, which is my favorite food.
I told you, that kind of scares me. I want FDA chemicals on it to make sure that things have been killed. I want all the nutrients just like sucked out, just like fruits and vegetables. Yeah. Thanks, Monsanto.
Like you want your eggs to give you as much like cancer as possible, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want it coated with cancer, just like I like everything else.
Because that's how it tastes real good.
Yeah, obviously.
All right, have we even like brought up a specific topic yet, or I mean, we've touched on some
how
important
we get
stuff.
Off topic.
Oh my
Am
god
I right?
Sex in the City, Kimono Dragon, guy who got swallowed by the whale, chickens. What's next? We had all the good stuff.
We could talk about
we didn't
TikTok.
Talk about TikTok. TikTok, okay. You don't stop. That's Caitlyn Jenner on the Masked Singer. What about TikTok?
Oh, no, I was just saying we could talk about anything on TikTok.
I haven't watched in a... Actually, okay. I kind of have been. What's the new trend on TikTok these
oh,
days?
Oh, because you're so good. Oh, you know what I did see? You could take a magic eraser mm-hmm. and bleach your, or it doesn't bleach your teeth, but it cleans your teeth. And dentists have been saying you actually can do this, and it doesn't damage anything.
Really?
So you just take, like, you rip off a little thing off of a magic eraser, and you just go squeaky, 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 all the way across.
That seems like the sound of it would give you, like, that full juice chill.
Oh, it would be gross.
Yeah. Like, I remember Nick on his podcast, Good Vanilla.
Ooh, I'm already thinking of something that does that to me.
It might be this. He's like, oh, I he was talking on the Good Vanilla of just, like, like weird sounds. And he's like, imagine, like, biting on a cotton ball.
Ew, or, like, rubbing a cotton ball between your fingers. What's worse?
Actually, I think he said, imagine pulling a cotton ball apart, and then I think I texted him, imagine biting into one. I think I one-upped him on it. What's worse?
Okay. Newspaper.
That doesn't bother
me. Two pieces of newspaper together, or, like, just the feel of newspaper. I hate.
Yeah, no, that one doesn't bother me, but definitely, like, cotton stuff. Ugh.
Or, like, chewing on a Hershey's Kiss wrapper.
Well,
like
tinfoil, yeah.
Tinfoil ball.
It's the cotton is really my big problem. Like,
you know what? Pain chains my daughter hates and cannot touch. She cannot take clothes on or off of those hangers that everyone uses now. We totally switched over to the Space Saver hangers that are, like, really thin and flat, and they're kind of velvety feeling.
Like,
do you know
black?
What I'm talking about? Yeah, well, yeah, black, or they come in all different colors. Not,
I have
so
black
they're not
ones,
plastic,
so of course.
They're not wood, yeah. They're, like, flat. They're flat, yeah. They save Got space, it. And it has that velvety material. She can't stand it.
Yeah, it's a...
All right, what else? I feel like we've just lost everyone.
Everyone's like, thanks
He's
for
like,
talking about all that.
Yeah. Please. How about Netanyahu and Biden? Yikes, I mean, who?
Who?
Yeah, let's just not.
All right, yeah, let's not do politics. My dad with the piano. That's kind of cute.
Here we go.
My
let's
dad.
Just tell family stories. Let's talk about our dreams.
No, my dad rehearsed for, like, 2 months to do this, like, Star Search type thing with, like, the local community theater, and they did, like, this Zoom thing, and where they all like, it was like a talent show, and he played the Flight of the Bumblebee, and it's, like, the cutest thing ever.
I didn't know that was for a talent show.
Yeah, he said that was in one take, though. I was like, really? When I do a ukulele video,
amazing.
It takes me, like, 50 takes, but it was really cute. Really cute.
It's amazing. And, you know what? I give him credit for having the confidence to do that.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. Well, I mean, he's been working with this theater for, like, my entire life, because he's the piano player for the theater.
Wow. Well, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. I can't play the piano to save my life, and he taught me for, like, 15 years, and I cannot do it.
Play the piano. Come on.
I truly can't. Okay, let's talk about Plan B, because we didn't talk about that last week.
Oh.
And I the whole time I was like, Jody's going to love this, and you were like, eh. You're like Rose to Ed.
I was Rose. I loved the main actress, and of course now I don't have her name in front of me, but the main character who's looking for the Plan B, I loved her. I thought her comedic timing was great. She's a great actress. She's funny. She's endearing. Loved her. Her co-star, it was just a little much, and I don't know if it was the styling, that weird early 90s goth sort of thing. It just seems like a bit much. And the scenarios, I know it's supposed to be far-fetched and you're like going along on this crazy adventure, but at some point it was like, okay. And it
really,
was a two-hour movie.
I thought it went by really quickly. I was actually disappointed once they like got home and I was like, oh no. That scene, by the way, guys, this is Plan B on Hulu. It's about a girl, obviously, who just needs the Plan B pill. And that's, like, really, it's just their journey to get this Plan B pill in the next 24 hours. But that scene right at the end where she just breaks down in the parking lot, and she's like, I want my mom. I, like, burst into tears. Because have we not all been there? Like, I just want my mom right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to find her name here. Victoria Morales is her friend.
That's the
friend
that you didn't like, right?
You know what's terrible? I had pulled up the cast, and the main character is not even on here, like, in the first couple ones. That's terrible.
It's because this is, like, her, like, kind of breakout role.
Yeah, but still, she's the star of it.
I know. I agree.
Kuhu Verma. K-U-H-O-O. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Kuhu Verma is Sunny. She's great.
So
good. Rachel Dratch is in it.
Me.
You do not look like Rachel Dratch, although I love her.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
She's so funny.
Who are the people I've been getting? Rachel Dratch, Mr. Bean, Marla Hooch.
You've
gotten Kate Winslet. I cling on to Kate Winslet and Meryl Streep for my fucking dear life. Because I've been told.
See both of those.
I can see both of those. But I can see Mr. Bean and Rachel Dratch more.
Mr. Bean, I don't get at all.
Someone told me when I went
Rachel
to opera camp.
Dratch, I don't get either.
No, yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, no, like Mr. Bean, but like, a, you know, like a cousin of his. And I was like, oh, okay. That's fine then. I feel pretty now that you said a cousin.
That's terrible. Well, at least you don't get Bette Midler.
I would die to look like Bette Midler. Actually, I kind of do look like Bette Midler. We got these noses.
No, that's just a way of saying, like, your nose is crooked. And it's kind of
yeah,
like, you have small eyes, a big nose, jacked up, and huge
right.
cheeks.
And with me, it's big, it's okay. Bulgy eyes and big nose. So any actor with just bulgy eyes and a big nose, oh, you look like Bean.
You don't have bulgy eyes. You're crazy.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Don't remember how we got onto this topic. My dad, I guess.
Oh, Plan B.
Plan B. Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I don't know why you didn't like it. Did you like the penis?
No.
You
I just didn't think it was believable either.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, shocking, right?
I feel like they made a decision to make it look as fake as possible. But it was also huge.
Yeah, exactly. That's not believable.
And how nervous were you? And she was like about to do it.
Well, I mean, it was just too much. It was too much.
Anyway, I liked it. Everyone should watch it. It's an easy watch. It's like a fun hangover movie. If you just have nothing to do that day and you just kind of want to put something on, it requires okay. little effort.
All right, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever listen to Alec Baldwin and Hilaria Baldwin's podcast?
Oh, see, I was with you with the Alec Baldwin part, but I've said it before. I don't like podcasts with couples on them.
Why? Because it's all fake?
Yeah, just because it's just like, okay, we got it.
You're kooky and you're so in love.
You guys are best friends.
Life's not perfect, but he loves you and you love him, and like the Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard of it all.
Yeah, but they at least don't really like do podcasts together.
Oh, I thought they did. I thought she would go on there.
No,
I don't listen to Dax Shepard things. Okay, see, because my thing is, like you said, Alec Baldwin, you feel like, sure, he called his daughter a, you know, ugly pig or whatever.
I mean, that's pretty bad. And he wasn't even, like, he was referring to her being, like, a whore,
a disgusting pig.
Yeah.
But, yeah, your mom's like a whore. You came out of her, so therefore you are a disgusting pig. I just don't understand if he is, I don't know, going through some sort of, like, dementia that he doesn't understand that his wife, Hilaria, or whatever, Hillary, let's be real, Hillary is really just bringing his whole brand and image down. I can't help but think less of him.
Yeah, but he's been through quite a few ups and downs in his career, and he always manages to fucking bounce back in some way.
Has he ever bounced back, though? I mean, because he has got to
30
work,
Rock.
Right?
He won, I think this is correct, I think he won the SAG Award, SAG Award, every single year he was on 30 Rock. I'm almost positive that's true. Or he won at least most of the years over people like Steve Carell or like, you know, and like by the end he was almost, like you could tell he was almost embarrassed about it. He's like, okay, thanks, right. Stop giving this to me.
People like him? You think your wife is called out for lying about her heritage and her where she came from and that she's not Spanish.
Right. You're much more in the know on that. Like, that's not part of my world in any way. I wouldn't even know about that unless it was for you and the reality TV Facebook group.
I just think it's crazy that, like, even his PR is like, well, maybe just, like, distance yourself from your wife a little bit. But he's just really leaning into it.
How old is she?
30-something.
Well, that's
and the name of their podcast is What's One More? What's
what does
one
that mean?
More?
Like, what's one more like project in to, for Alec Baldwin?
Like, kids, projects, work. What's one more? What's one
awesome.
More piece of chocolate? What's one more kid?
And the annoying thing is I'm sure they have, like, 11 million listeners, like, downloads
you think
per
so?
Episode. If they're part of a network, probably.
Oh, God, I hate this all. I just hate it.
What else is going on in Blind Items this week?
Ooh, that's a good idea. I'll go to Blind Items. Ooh, or Blind Gossip. That's one of my faves. This could be a little touchy territory again here because there are quite a few on Meghan and Harry, and I know people love them, but I don't. All right, so here we go. Here's one from a couple days ago. She wants another baby. I haven't read this one yet, so let's try to figure this one out.
Didn't she just pop one out, like, 2 days ago?
Who?
Megan?
Oh, yeah, she had a girl. I'm going to get myself in trouble if I start talking about it, because I'm just not a huge fan of hers. Okay. This female celebrity is blessed with fame, beauty, and motherhood. We told you about her baby plan. When Man 1 wanted a child, she generously volunteered to have his baby. It didn't hurt that Man 1 was incredibly rich and incredibly handsome and one of the most famous athletes in the world. She wound up dating Man 1, or, in quotes, dating him, for several years. Although she knew he would not marry her, she continuously pushed the baby idea on him. She was so serious about it that she even met with a lawyer. She had her attorney draw up a contract to define the boundaries of the relationship. She thought that this contract would make him more comfortable. It actually had the opposite effect and made him less comfortable with her. They broke up. However, she didn't give up. She moved on to Man 2. It was a very similar scenario. In this case, her target was a rich, famous, handsome actor. He wanted a child. She was ready to give that baby. This time it worked, contract at all, baby, but no marriage. Oh, I think I have a guess.
Can I interrupt really quickly? This isn't Meghan Markle.
No.
Oh, you kind of presented this as if you were about to be talking about Meghan Markle. Well, so my head was spinning because, during that whole thing.
Sorry. Because Blind Gossip has a lot with Meghan and Harry.
So we don't know who this is right now.
No, but we could take some guesses. I think I already have one. Okay, so this time it worked. Contract and all, baby, but no marriage. After the first baby was born, she really wanted to have another one with him. However, their contract did not have an end date, and much to her dismay, he chose to exercise that option when it came. She tried for several years to get him to change his mind. He said maybe, but then he waffled. He loves her child, but he's not convinced that having a second child with her is a good idea. Perhaps he does want another baby, but isn't ready yet. Or perhaps he wants another baby, but not with her. Whatever the case, her biological clock keeps ticking, and she does want another child. That's where Man 3 comes in. Like Jesus. Man 1 and Man 2, Man 3 is famous. He is a musician. However, Man 3 already has lots of kids. Having another child is probably not high on his priority list right now. So what's she doing with him? She's using Man 3 as leverage to get Man 2 to stop waffling. If that doesn't happen, she'll ask Man 3 to have a baby with her. No marriage, just a baby. She is persuasive, so it just might work. Whoa, that was a long one.
Is that a Jennifer Lopez, maybe?
No, it is... Hold on, I have to think of her name. It is Irina, whatever her name is. She was dating Bradley Cooper, and they have a kid together. Do you know who I'm talking about?
The one who...
Who is supposedly now dating Kanye.
Dude, like, how do you know all this? I guess you go to these things like every... I don't know any of
this. Okay, I'll tell you how I know this one. Because Bradley Cooper, again, he's one that comes up on this Blind Gossip site.
Really?
For blind items, yes, because...
I'm glad I don't go on this thing as much as you do, because it would make... it would ruin so many celebrities for me.
It's like my version of crossword puzzles. Like, I love a crossword puzzle, but I like the ones in the back of an Us Weekly or a People. Yeah. Like an easier one, not like a smart people one. This is
not
kind of
the New York
same
Times
thing.
On a Sunday.
Right. This is my kind of good brain exercise. Uh-huh. I'm really doing it for longevity.
Do you like Bradley Cooper? Because I loved A Star is Born so much. And I was
never
so impressed
saw
with
it.
You never saw A Star is Born? You would like
No, I don't think I could do it.
There's a puppy in it. There's a golden doodle in it. And it's Bradley Cooper's golden doodle.
I don't know.
That's my selling point.
I feel like he used to be, hot, and then he just
really.
I don't know. He doesn't really do it for me.
Perfect. Oh, I love him.
Well, leading back to this site, I guess it's like a well-known thing that he is like in the closet, and that Irina was his beard.
Really, I never heard that about him.
And that she was dating that soccer guy. What's the hot soccer guy? That's who they must be referring to, Man
like that,
One.
The one soccer guy I've ever heard of, probably.
Ronaldo. Christian Ronaldo? Oh. Chris? Whatever. Ronaldo.
Sure.
And then she had that baby with Bradley, and now she's supposedly dating Kanye West. Which I think is just like a publicity sort
Kanye
of thing.
West? Yeah, I guess that's why you would.
It's good for his image to be wanted by a model or whatever. And it's good for her because what's she famous for? Having Bradley Cooper's baby, I think. So that would be
my
guess.
I've never heard this closeted thing about him.
Really?
Never.
Oh, okay.
I've heard it about Clooney.
Right.
Who else? I mean, Hugh Jackman, but that's not even really closeted.
I don't know why I'm convinced that he isn't.
Remember when Hugh Jackman, like, was on the Oprah show in Australia and he entered into his interview through, like, a zip line, and he, like, crashed and, like, broke his nose or something.
What?
Like that.
Oh, that's going to be good.
You should look at that clip. It's from, like, 1,000 years ago. Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't care
Ooh,
about
Wait, hold on.
Her
this is
all.
A good one.
Okay.
This could be a good one. A weird treasure hunt.
Okay.
This is a very short one, too. Which Live Wire A-lister has a special party game he likes to play with friends? He sets his guests off on a big treasure hunt. The final clue leads them to a room. When they enter that room, they discover him simulating a sex act with one of his bodyguards. That's it.
The fuck? Is there, like, guesses for that?
Okay, so Livewire A-lister. Okay, so A-list is always like
Leonardo DiCaprio,
Tom Cruise. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. A treasure hunt. That's got to be a clue. A movie with, like, treasure.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah. Cause
Nicolas Cage?
You're so good at... I don't know if he's A-list anymore.
Yeah.
You're so good at putting these clues together, because on Masked Singer, you're, like, guessing people, like, just based off of those clue packages on the first episode. I know.
Oh, no. It's their voice.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay, spoiler for season four right here. The crocodile was so obviously Nick Carter, who is my arch nemesis.
Was it obvious? For no reason whatsoever. It sounds like all the boy band guys.
No, it sounds like Nick Carter. That annoying.
Okay. I don't mind
Nick
Carter.
He's just the most hateable face to me.
He does. He does.
I just want to walk up to him.
He's definitely the most punchable of them.
Yes, like just fucking high five him in the face. I can't stand him for no reason. I hate him.
I've heard closet stuff about him, actually.
Really?
But I actually think, I think it's because,
his,
like...
Are you talking about his brother?
Oh, no, but, like, but there is a season, like, one of the most recent seasons of Marriage Boot Camp, or Family Boot Camp or whatever,
yeah.
has Aaron Carter and Corey Feldman on it,
Whoa.
And, like, they hate each other, and apparently it was explosive.
Yeah, they got some dark stuff, both of them, some real dark stuff going on.
Right.
Aaron Carter, actually, someone, I think, put in for... Total Request podcast, an episode of House of Carter. They had a season. Maybe there was
that.
Two seasons.
No, I remember that show. It was dark. I remember
it
being
wild.
Yeah,
and
like it would never air.
Weird
today.
House. It was a really weird, like 70s ranch.
Yeah, I think it was probably
like
a rental. But I do remember that being like a crazy show, and like they were all like nuts. I'm like, I didn't know there was that many of you. Also, isn't Aaron Carter? Am I thinking of Justin Bieber? Isn't one of them married to Alec Baldwin's daughter or something?
That's Bieber.
Oh, okay.
Bieber is married to, that Baldwin, Haley Baldwin.
Right.
But I think that's Stephen Baldwin or that other Baldwin, Billy Baldwin's daughter. One of those.
Fucking whatever. Should we? We should do House of Carters. Also, somebody requested for TRP the celebrity wife swap, I think, with Corey Feldman and someone else, or someone.
I think I kind of remember that one. So who do you think is simulating sex acts on their bodyguard?
Okay,
I don't think it would be
Andy
like a
Dick.
Tom Cruise.
He's
not A-list.
I'm just thinking of someone that would pull that kind of stunt thinking it would be hilarious.
Actually, wait, hold on. People might have their guesses in.
Yeah, as long as it's the next day.
Oh, someone said Tom Cruise. I don't think Tom Cruise would, like, go near the gay kind
of
stuff.
No, but I've heard a lot of closet stuff about him as well.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
Right. But he's keeping that in the closet forever.
We have a guest for Ewan McGregor, James Franco, Cliff Richard.
James
some
Franco.
British dude.
Honestly, James like, Franco. Are people hanging out with him again now?
That's really interesting how... That whole Me Too thing where he was assaulting or making women do things at his acting school that they didn't really want to do, or
yeah.
looking back, they were like, shit, that was pretty predatory. How did that kind of go away quietly? Like, unless you're looking for
it, I don't think
it
did.
I
don't think it did go away. I think that when you... James Franco's name comes up and that's the first thing you think of. But I think that he smartly did go away for a while.
Yeah.
Same with Casey Affleck's coming back. He has a huge movie coming out.
What
now.
Was his thing?
Yeah, he like
me.
I think he like raped a girl.
Oh,
or like
Jesus.
Tried to.
Yikes.
I guess if they go away, but Louis C.K.'s
yeah.
not getting a comeback. He keeps fucking up, dude.
Who does?
Louis C.K., he keeps, like, doing... I keep seeing,
again?
Like...
Again?
Well, I know that he just keeps going out and trying to do stand-up and, like, is leaning into it rather than, I don't know, just making
he
a
was
comment.
So... That was so disappointing.
Well, yeah, I don't want to talk about him, I guess.
Because he was so funny. Well, it's just, like, disappointing. Like,
I'm not
just feel let down because
it.
I feel like I can't... like him now.
Right. And
he,
I used to love him.
I know. Although his show was like a weird dark comedy.
I loved that show though.
Some episodes I liked, but some were just it was just bizarre. It was like I feel like it was just extra dark just to be extra dark or extra weird just to be
yeah, but it
different.
Was good. I don't know. Aziz Ansari seems to be back now.
His was a different situation, though.
Right. That's one of those ones where I'm like, okay, well, at what point do we just kind of say that it's a gray area? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But he came back with a special, and, like, his first, like, 10 minutes of the set was him, like, legit being like, that happened, and although it wasn't the same for me, I listened, and I learned from it, and I feel terrible that that's how she felt about it. Like, and the audience kind of clapped, and then he went and did the rest of his special. And it seems like he's been kind of let back into the, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're talking about this.
I don't know either.
Let's get us both canceled on Jody's birthday. Yeah, give me one more.
Okay. This double celebrity couple is running into a serious money crunch. Some of her biggest deals have been canceled, and there's a cash flow problem right now. Since our music man and his wife are thought to have a huge net worth, you may be wondering how there could possibly be any kind of money problem. Their wealth isn't money sitting in the bank. Most of it's tied up in properties. They didn't pay cash for all of them, and the carrying costs and the maintenance costs are freaking huge. Her income has dropped a lot, and they don't know when it will come back, but all those monthly bills are still there. Besides the properties, they are just really wasteful with their money.
Matthew Broderick.
Spend, spend, spend. Ooh, good guess, but no.
Oh.
It's spend all the time on luxury items. They never stop buying shit. I guess they never expected their income to drop. The couple isn't exactly in agreement on a plan. Things are tense, and they are arguing a lot. She wants to keep everything and wait it out until she has a comeback, but he says that they need to downsize now. Selling off cars or purses won't really make a dent, so they'll probably have to sell at least one house. She would definitely prefer to rent it out temporarily, but he doesn't seem as confident about her income coming back. If they sell to save face, they'll have to make some excuse for it, like, oh, they're planning to buy or build bigger property. It'll be a lie, but people will buy it. By the way, even if they do have to downsize, they won't exactly be hurting. They own more than two homes and multiple luxury cars. Bully for them.
So the wife is also famous.
Mm-hmm. And the wife was canceled. The husband, a music man.
The husband. See, Music Man makes me think that it's like Hugh Jackman because he's about to be Harold Hill on Broadway. But that his wife isn't really famous.
He's just in the music industry.
But it's a weird thing to say music, man.
You know this one.
Can you give me another hint?
She slid into Courtney Sodden's DMs and told her to kill herself when she was only like 16.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
Sean Legend and Chrissy Teigen. Yeah, she's kind of canceled now, too, speaking of canceled people, huh?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to have a comeback.
Really?
Unless she... I find it very difficult.
Is that why? Like, that one thing? Like, that's what the whole thing
is. I think she's done it to other people as well, but right. I think they're making those things go away, perhaps, with money.
Well, I'm sure you're not too disappointed about that.
I think people also hit their limit with her. She was, like, right on that verge. And listen, we all love a takedown.
She was doing the Anne Hathaway a little bit, where it's like, you need to...
Yeah.
Like,
really, and she was not that funny on the shows, that lip syncing thing. I'm like, you're not funny or cute or charming.
Do you like John Legend? I like John Legend. They guessed John Legend a lot on Masked Singer. I'm like, it's not John Legend.
That and Jamie Foxx. Right?
What are you looking at?
Sorry, Paige is at the window. They're holding up notes for me, old fashioned style.
Aww. What do they say? Happy birthday?
Let's say 1:15. Sorry. No, it's what time can I pick up their friends?
Kids, am I right?
Happy birthday to me. I think she was right on the verge of being canceled anyway, and this was just all anyone needed to be done with her.
Right.
And I don't think you can come back from that. I really don't. Because her personality is not charming. Remember Aniston and Julia Roberts were like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right to John's face. Like, yeah, go away now. Your wife's fucking annoying.
Another person that kind of had a little bit of that but did go away just in time was Jennifer Lawrence, I feel. Like, she was doing a lot for a while, and then she did kind of step away for a little bit. But she was really on the cusp there of being like, okay, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, didn't they say, like, her falling down? That was a whole staged thing.
Of course it was.
And did she
staged.
Fall down again? Did she do that a second time?
Yes. Yes.
Now, if you were I, let's say, were just to, like, fall and trip, that neither of us have ever done. We've never fallen
right.
down
like
that.
Right, like my open wounds on my face that you're looking at.
Right.
From a
would it be like,
fall?
Oh, that's so cute. Oh.
I would look like, I mean, like, I would literally look like a beached whale if I, like, fell. Like, just the way she fell was, like, elegant.
It was like she kind of sat down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that was annoying.
If I could only fall so gracefully. Normally, I very rarely actually make contact with the ground, although I did. I think it was like an Easter or two ago. I mean, it was like over a span of like 7 feet. I was trying to catch myself and then I finally fell. It was like an epic fall to the ground. But most of the time it is like on a sidewalk where the sidewalk is up just a little bit and I do that like, which is almost worse. Because
yeah.
I feel like the body motion is just so obvious.
Oh, I'm pretty dense. So when I'm going down, I know it. I got a couple seconds to think about how much this is about to hurt.
You do actually fall.
I do. Well, because I walk dogs, so I'm constantly like just walking and then listening to podcasts and not really paying attention and then like tripping. I do fall a lot. I fell a lot last year, in many ways. Physically and just everything. But yeah, that's it. That's all I have. Here's another thing. I went the other day, like last week, I thought that my weed was arriving and then the post office or like what's the person's name that delivers the mail? The mailman didn't ring my doorbell and you have to sign for it because it's a, you know, controlled substance. So, and then it was like a Sunday. And I was like, fuck, like, they're not going to be able to come till tomorrow. And then I really had it in my head that I just wanted this fucking weed. And then I looked up dispensaries in New York. So I drove out to this dispensary. It was 35 minutes away. The address exists for 3 separate places, all within 20 minutes of each other. So I went to, like, the wrong one. Then I went to the other wrong one. Then I called them, and they told me the cross streets. I got there, waited in line in, like, 105-degree weather. And I'm like, it's happening. And I could, like, see through the window just, like, all of these, like however you went. Like, you could see, like, you know.
The edibles. Apple store of
The Apple store.
Stuff.
And I was like, I can't
so
wait.
So it's legal in Illinois. It's legal in New York
So the woman's
now?
Like, all right, come on in. You could come on in. She was, like, so nice. And I was like, oh, my God, it's so hot outside. I've been driving for, like, an hour and a half to be here. And she's like, oh, my God, well, don't worry. Like, you're gonna be all taken care of. And she's like, can I see your card?
Oh, no.
And I was like, am I supposed to have a card? And she's like, yeah. And the way she said yes was, like, the most, like, apologetic. She's like, yeah, you do. And I'm like, I thought it was legal here. She's like, yeah, they're still kind of working through, like, how they're going about that. I'm like, okay. Bye.
There's nothing you could do for me here.
What was I going to do? Try to force my way
like
in.
Some CBD or something? But that's not going to work for you.
No, but it looked so beautiful. She's like, soon, though. I'm like, yeah, well, soon isn't now.
Soon.
And then I bought 2 lobster rolls on my way home from, like, a really expensive restaurant. So, you know,
and then
spent
you
the money.
Turned around, tripped on the sidewalk, got home, dropped your lobster roll in the street. Then a garbage truck came, rolled right over it,
and splashed me with dirty garbage water. Anyway, that's the last on my list. Unless you do want to talk about Little Monsters or the OJ verdict. Again, I think he's guilty.
We should definitely make the OJ verdict a Patreon episode because there's just so much information we could go through. The possibilities of who could have done it are endless. We'll have to put like an outline or something.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't think anyone's
actually
ever done that before.
That is a viral thing on TikTok right now.
What?
That the OJ didn't do it. Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, TikTok listens to our conversations because I got like 2 or 3 of them. Of people being like, his son did it, or his cousin, or
that's the other thing
whoever.
Is
he didn't do it.
I think he was definitely there. I think the only option
he
is
wrote
that...
a book that said, "If I did it," and the "if" was like an 11.5.
No, that's because the Goldmans got rights for the book, and then they did that. Hang on, keep just vamp for a second because I have a little surprise for you to play.
A little surprise.
Well, it's, I mean, it's nothing. Gifty. I just thought of it. Here, okay. We go, here we go. Here we go. You're going to like it. Oh, wait. Shit. Hang on. Just because you said...
Oh, that's okay.
You said TikTok.
My
here it is.
Scripts are coming on Tuesday.
My scripts. Here it is.
That is so much worse than I thought.
Oh, like. It's so rough. You should hear the guesses, too. Like, I think
that was that was infinitely worse
and
than I thought it was.
So obviously. Like, that's more obvious than Patti LaBelle. Like, that is the second she starts singing. That's Caitlyn Jenner.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Wow. I mean, the confidence it takes to get out there and do something like that.
She's actually really pleasant, too, when she is unmasked. She's like, well, you know, my kids love this show, and I just thought it would be fun. You know, you should need to, you need to live every day like it's your last, and yeah, I just wanted to have fun with it.
Well, she does. She does.
She's like, it's been a hard year for everyone, you know? I'm like, okay,
oh,
you're
it has. Yeah, exactly. Sitting in your one of your mansions, counting your billions. It's been so hard for you.
Wake I'm up so in glad the you morning. Can... like Pete Diddy. No, the judges right. during that are like doubled over laughing. Like
Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx.
No, they definitely didn't guess Jamie Foxx.
Demi Lovato.
Gosh.
Jamie
Foxx. Christina Aguilera.
Kesha. Kesha is another one.
Kesha's another.
Kesha.
Well, anyway, guys, we'll leave you here. But, you know, Jody, have a great birthday. I hope your kids
Thank
do
you.
A lot of good stuff for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not bother me.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Well, thanks for all my nifty gifties. I love them. I'm going to come up with a little display shelf. And I'll...
Yes. Perfect. All right. And we'll see you guys. What do we have coming up this week? We're doing The Office pilot, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Dawson's Creek
with
Dr. Drew on it.
Yep. Season one of Seeking Sister Wife. We're going to start that on Patreon.
Right.
We're going to go back. Lots of good stuff. Just stay tuned. And, you know.
Seeking Sister Wife definitely doesn't have a fucking reunion. Nothing.
Fucking Garrick. It's Garrick's fault.
Yeah.
Everything's Garrick's fault.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.